Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise, and please, you may be seated. I have dominion. We commence our intercession this morning by praying, saying, Father, tonight, at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. A louder email. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I've sent forth thy prisoner out of the pit wherein there's no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoner of hope. Even today do I declare I will render double unto thee. Be on your feet right now as we lift up our voices before the Lord to pray, saying, Father, tonight at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. Lift up your voice and pray unto the Father tonight. Father, at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. Father, this is our outcry today. We pray in the name of Jesus. Tonight, at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. As for thee also, by the blood of the covenant, I've sent forth a prisoner out of the pit wherein there is no water. We are praying this right now in the name of Jesus. Tonight, at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. Our Father, we pray tonight at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. Let everyone hear your voice right now. Lift up your voice and pray unto our Father. Father, tonight, at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. This is our heart desire, Lord. We are asking, O Lord, by the blood of the covenant, prisoners shall be set free today. In the name of Jesus, at the Priscilla encounter night, you are going to manifest your presence. You are going to grant every worshiper turnaround encounter by the mystery of the blood. In the name of Jesus, Father, tonight at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter by the power of your blood. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice unto the Father. Pray fervently this morning, engaging the blood of Jesus, saying, Father, tonight at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter with the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. We are asking tonight at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence upon every worshiper and grant everyone a turnaround encounter by the power of your word. Lift up your voice right now. Power that prayer in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding, engaging the blood in the name of Jesus. Le pare kande prokototosia, akekere barande, imbreke tosozuza, iparakande, imbreke ketozo, ekaresanda bayande, imbreke katuza. Manifest your presence, Lord, and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter by the power of your blood. Father, tonight at the Priscilla encounter night, manifest your presence and grant every worshiper a turnaround encounter by the power of your blood. Le parende kerebralo katuzia, akekere barande, imbreke tosuza, iparakande, eresataya. Thank you, Father. Begin to magnify the name of the Lord and give him the glory it deserves, all the praise. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big clap offering and please be seated.
I have dominion. In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up new chapters to the lives of all participants. Can I hear the loudest amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Please rise up to your feet with me right now. Lift up your voice as we intercede. Father, send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice as you request from heaven. Father, send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019. Send to us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up new chapters from glory to glory chapters in the lives of all participants. Send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up new chapters in the lives of all participants. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Everyone in Shiloh 2019 shall be moving from glory to glory, breaking limits that had held them down before by the power of the life-transforming word. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, send us that life-transforming word, that life-changing word, that life-changing word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up brand new chapters in the lives of all participants. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Father, send us your life-transforming word. Send to us your life-transforming word. Father, we request for your life-transforming word, your life-changing word. Father, Lord, send us that word that will turn us around in Shiloh 2019. Therefore, opening up new chapters to the lives of all participants. Opening up new chapters in the life of each and every participant. Lift up your voice as you pray, my Father and my God, send us your life-transforming word. Nothing transforms, nothing changes like the word of God. Send it to us, oh Lord. Even at Shiloh 2019, that will open up new chapters, that will move us from glory to even more glory, that will change us, oh Lord. Lord, send us that word. Send us that word. Send us that word. Somebody lift up your voice as we are interceding for all participants. We are also praying for ourselves. Father, send us your life-transforming word that will change every single one attendee at Shiloh 2019, thereby opening up new chapters in the lives of all participants. Opening up new chapters to the lives of all participants. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, also make intercession in the spirit, but by all means, let your heart be connected in prayer. Lepreko broko shemae, randeke simayaba. Rebreke tamaya, janda gayere bros, le gayandega, maprogolo, landegere, shapaparoko amiro, limbra gazata taya, remorobo. Father, send us your life transforming word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up new chapters to the lives of all participants. Lift up those hands, lift them, wave them to Jesus, appreciate him for answer to prayer. To him alone be all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those beautiful hands together for Jesus, and you may be seated.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, saying, Father, grant each free movement to all worshippers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Amen. Psalms chapter 105, verse 13 to 15, as they journeyed from Egypt to Canaan land, he suffered no man to do them wrong, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice, saying, Father, grant each free movement to all worshippers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Lift your voice and pray this prayer that must be answered, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement, grant each free movement, grant each free movement to all worshippers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Someone lift your voice this morning and pray passionately, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement, grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. As they move from Egypt to Canaan, you suffered no man to do them wrong. Therefore, we pray in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Someone lift your voice this morning and pray with faith and expectation, saying, Father, grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. We pray in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Someone lift your voice some more and pray fervently. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding. Be passionate in your engagement, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement. Grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. You said you moved them from Canaan. You took them safely. No one suffered any reproach. We pray in the name of Jesus, no worshiper shall be molested in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement. Grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Someone lift your voice and pray some more with faith, with passion, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. No worshiper shall be harassed. No worshiper shall be molested. Each of them will come safe. In the name of Jesus, Father, grant each free movement to all worshipers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Let's pour out prayer in the Holy Ghost this morning. Netosia praniketoni shiakata. Braleso zaperekenia elando supre neke zuzamenda shiakata. Eneko prande zuprelidia. Raniswa pente eleke paso zuprekapaya. Enaso breketinia. Grant each free movement to all worshippers in and out of church services this coming Sunday. Apraliato sise kepedia inanamando shelebienda impranano sikla penedia tata aleko simbralika parada inoshinda meko sinde pranina taya. Lift your hands, begin to give him thanks. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. Next, this morning, we'll be rising to pray, saying, Father, let the compelling sound of the Holy Spirit go forth across our harvest field, drafting record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 6, and when this was noised abroad, multitudes came together, and great multitude, and every one of them had them in their own language. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we take this prayer from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, let the compelling sound of the Holy Spirit go forth across our harvest field, drafting record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Somebody praying this morning, lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. Our Father, let the compelling sound of the Holy Spirit go forth across our harvest field of Lagos, Utah, and its environs, drafting record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Is somebody praying this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, let the compelling sound of the Holy Spirit go forth across our harvest field, drafting record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Is the Lord still hearing your voice? Someone is praying in faith. You are praying in your understanding, and you are equally praying in the Holy Ghost. Father, let the compelling sound, let the compelling sound of the Holy Spirit go forth across our harvest field, drafting record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Are you still praying? Are you still lifting up your voice this morning that the irresistible sound, the compelling sound of the Holy Spirit will go across our harvest field of Lagos, Utah, and its environs, drafting record-breaking, unprecedented multitudes this coming Sunday? This is a heart cry, oh God, that you compel the sound of the Holy Spirit to go forth across our harvest field, drafting record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Is somebody still praying? Is the Lord hearing your voice? Pray in your understanding this morning, and equally pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, let the compelling sound, the irresistible sound of the Holy Spirit go forth across our harvest field, drafting record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice this morning and pray, Father, let the compelling sound of the Holy Spirit go forth across our harvest field, drafting record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Holy Spirit, go forth across our harvest field. Let your whistling power, your whistling sound go forth across our harvest field, compelling multitude, unprecedented multitude, record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Somebody is praying right now in the Holy Ghost. Le kushilatea neno shante bosoto la prode igoziando le protashala brada le role ekozanda neshepozozia etasunda zezuya eletosunda bradia lozunda ele kosha. Father, let the compelling sound of the Holy Spirit go forth across our harvest field, drafting record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Push through right now in the Holy Ghost. Zozialebo enato shanda lelo tata rotsem brodozia ekosa leto shata lebrade endo shabo la bozaziala lelo satialo sanda endo shate lebro zezuzialo te prada neno ekala gezo satialo shandialo za lero shantiala bradiala. Now lift up your hands, appreciate him. The Lord has had us. Give him glory, give him honor. Because it is done, in Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Please be seated as you give the Lord a big hand.
I have dominion. Yet in a little moment we shall rise to pray. And this time we're saying, Father, let no worshiper return from church this coming Sunday without a definite encounter with you and the mystery of the communion table. John chapter 6 and verse 57. The scripture says, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Please rise to your feet this morning. Lift up your voice with me as we say, Father, let no worshiper return from church this coming Sunday without a definite encounter. Lift up your voice and let's push this intercession one more time. Father, let no worshiper, and that includes one from the depth of your heart for an encounter of a lifetime via the mystery of the communion table, via the word. Lift up your voice. Father, we ask this morning, let no worshiper return from church this coming Sunday without definite encounters, unforgettable encounters, undeniable encounters, unquestionable encounters. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice, pray from the depth of your heart, engage the fervency of your spirit this morning. We are making this demand from the Father, asking him, in the name of Jesus, let no worshiper return from church this coming Sunday without a definite encounter, an encounter that will never be forgotten, via the word and via the mystery of the communion table. Lift up your voice, engage your heart. Remember, he has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Therefore, pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Ask the Father for an encounter of a lifetime this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice. Ensure you are praying from the depth of your heart. We are asking the Father in the name of Jesus for an encounter that will never be forgotten. Lift up your voice. Father, we are asking you this morning, let no worshiper return this coming Sunday from church without a definite encounter with you. Let this service, this Priscilla service, this coming Sunday leave a landmark impression in the lives of everyone. Lift up your voice. God is set to do new things. This coming Sunday, God is set to give every one participant new encounters, a taste of Shiloh. Lift up your voice. Father, let no worshiper return from church this coming Sunday without definite, traceable encounters with you. Someone is praying, someone is pushing this prayer with fervency, with faith in your heart, with boldness this morning. Father, we are making a demand from you this morning, asking you concerning this Sunday service, let no worshiper return without a definite encounter. A definite encounter. A definite encounter. Lift up your voice. Lift up your heart. Pray this prayer. Push this intercession. Lord, there must be a landmark impression in the lives of every worshiper in the service this coming Sunday. Let no worshiper return from church without a definite encounter. Lift up your voice. Pray this prayer with fervency for the next few seconds. You are pushing this intercession. You are making a personal plea. Father, let no worshiper return from this service this coming Sunday without definite encounters with you via the mystery of the communion table. Lift up your voice. Lelo shaganatando, meki ganatali, brediale, lalo shanda ganata, breke keneta zialeba, malelo shagana, ekotaga, breke kenete, azuzele ketano, meniandele, leko shaga. Everyone returning with an encounter. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. It's now time for personal supplication, a time we shall be tabling our various requests before the God that answers prayers. Please understand this morning that our God is not the God of not enough, not the God of just enough, but the God of more than enough. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 clearly states, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or can think. Shall we rise this morning with this scripture in mind and present all our requests, all our desires before him, expecting much more than enough this morning? Let's rise this morning as we pray in the Holy Ghost, expressing our confidence in God, perfecting our prayers in the Spirit. Shedolom barantende leanda bantono. Ziza zazuza bradoro shindia la branda gabantenina. Alokombrondia la banto zozuzan tanama. Shako poro duza praglia garatan tom bragalia tatiani. Elogo brodo zo prashke tantana labantandia laganta. Rozu Bragadia Labada, lift up your voice right now as we celebrate him. He's perfecting all that concerns us. This last day of our spiritual emphasis, our packages are completed in him. Give him praise and thank him in your understanding and in the spirit. Lego Shabando, Lobrandia La Katanda Lantanana, Orobondo Zombralia Tanano. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. A big hand to Jesus and please have your seat in God's presence.
I have dominion. Please, this morning it is testimony time.
Can we make that louder? My breakthrough time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, God of Shiloh answers prayers. Hallelujah. We got married in November 2014. I came for Shiloh 2015, determined to settle my case with God. I participated in the Mother of Nations and asked God to visit me, which he did that same month. Hallelujah. However, before the end of December 2015, I started feeling malaria. I went for tests and was confirmed pregnant. In January 20, I was confirmed pregnant. Let's clap for Jesus. In January 2016, I saw signs of blood. I said I was pregnant with baby, not with blood. When I saw blood again in early February, I was advised to go for scan. I never saw the scan result, as my husband told me the result was not mine, that he chose to believe God rather than the devil's lies. We went for another scan, which the doctor said showed ovarian cyst. We chose to believe God. In May 2016, the scan confirmed I was pregnant with EDD set for 7th November 2016. God saw me through, and today I have my baby girl, Toluwanimi Ebziba Sholagbade. Let's make those hands louder for Jesus. To God alone be all the glory. The testifiers are Wumi and Dotun Sholagbade. One more time, let's celebrate Jesus. Number two, divine promotion via kingdom advancement endeavors. I have come to testify to the reality of keeping focus on God in line with Matthew 6:33. Since the beginning of Wonder Double prophetic agenda, by engaging myself in serving God faithfully and rigorously in praying for souls in the kingdom. I am a single parent with two girls in secondary school. My husband was nowhere to be found, so I struggled with how to meet the needs of life, the demands of life, as a casual laborer at my place of work. So, when I heard in the declaration that serving God pays the most, I engaged myself fully and told my God that as I serve him, he should service my needs, and God heard my cry and intervened. Let's celebrate Jesus. At my place of work, I was confirmed as a permanent staff with salary increase, which was able to pay the school fees of my two daughters the whole year in secondary school. We were living in a rented house, now, but I have enough money with which I want to purchase my own land and build my own house debt-free. Hallelujah. Indeed, I have seen Revelation 22:12. Come to pass in my life. I give all the glory to God. The testifier is Josephine Owisa. Let's rise up on our feet, put those hands together for Jesus, and celebrate him.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give thanks to God this morning? Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise, the glory, the honor, and the adoration that is due unto him. Celebrate him, our God is faithful and worthy to be praised. Thank him specifically from the depth of your heart for the answers to our prayers. He has never called us to seek him in vain. Whenever we call, he answers. Whenever we cry, he says, "Here I am." Will you lift your voice and appreciate and glorify God? Thank him from the depth of your heart. There is no day that is off duty. Let's appreciate his faithfulness. Let's appreciate his faithfulness. Let's glorify him for his majesty. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Also thank him for the testimonies that we have heard today. These are demonstrations of his hand at work in our midst. He has never left himself without a witness. At every point in time, responding to our stewardship, responding to our prayers, responding to our commitment. Give him the glory and give him the adoration. He's worthy of all praise and of all glory. We are gathered this morning to hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, ask him to speak to you again. All the people gathered early in the morning to hear him. Lord, I've come to hear you today. I've come to hear from you today. The word in season, the word for the moment. Lord, I take delivery of it this morning. Thank you, Father, for it. And blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, we thank you this morning again for the answers to our prayers and for the testimonies that we have heard. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And this morning we are before you for your word. Let your word come forth and let it transform each one of us. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. I have dominion. Our line of exhortations for this week has been prepared to meet thy God. We find this in the scripture, Amos chapter 4, verse 12. The Lord speaking to the children of Israel, he said, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And that is the same declaration of God to you and to me, particularly in this week, as we begin to prepare ourselves for the encounters that await us. No one here will miss their own encounter in the name of Jesus Christ. It has been said that it's encounters that makes destiny to count. It is meeting God that meets the needs of our lives. And that is why it becomes important for us to jealously guard the opportunities to encounter God. But we have discovered from the examples of scriptures that divine manifestations always follow human preparation. And this morning we are going to look at the example of Jesus, who is our perfect example according to scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, it is Christ that forms the perfect example for every believer. Although Jesus was born of the Holy Ghost and bearing a clear mandate from the Father, he needed preparation to step into his mission. It was impossible for the mission of Christ to be fulfilled without adequate preparation. And all through, we discovered that God responded not to his person, but to his preparation. In the book of Luke chapter 3 and verse 21, the Bible says that all the people being baptized, he said, and Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens were opened. As he engaged not only in the process of baptism, but the preparation of prayer, the heavens were opened. In Luke chapter 4, we discover that before he could step into his mission, remember he was born of the Holy Ghost, as we see in scriptures in Luke chapter 1, but having been born of the Holy Ghost, from the age of 0 to the age of 30, there was no messianic expression. He was known as the son of the carpenter. There was nothing that looked like he was the savior of the world. But in Luke chapter 4, beginning from verse 1 to 14, the Bible says that he was driven by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness. And there, he was engaged in prayer and fasting for 40 days. And by verse 14, having emerged from the place of preparation, the Bible says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. He said, and there went a fame of him through all the region round about. Before his identity could be expressed, his preparation had to be intact. He had to engage in the process of preparation in order to establish his identity. This is very important for us to recognize. If Jesus required preparation, then you and I cannot do without it. The Bible makes us to understand that when he returned from that mountain of encounter, of preparation, we are told in verse 18 down to verse 21, he took the book and found the place where it was written of him. And he said there, this day is this word fulfilled before your eyes. Everything he was reading has been written there before, but it could not be fulfilled until he was prepared. There is the process of preparation before there can be fulfillment of promise. And that is why we must recognize that it takes certain effort from man to see what God has said fully delivered. No wonder the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. The word patience means that there is something to endure or something to go through. He said, it is that process that brings about the manifestation of the promise. There are many things that God has prepared for us, even at this nice pre-Shiloh encounter night, and in Shiloh that comes up from the 3rd of December. But for us to actualize what God has prepared, we also must prepare. Let's recognize that God is not getting set, God is set. The Bible says when he says come, he's saying so because all things are now ready. God will never invite until God has prepared. That is the nature of God. But those whom he invites must also be prepared. Because the preparations of God are only for those that are prepared for them. And that is why you and I have the responsibility to position ourselves, preparing ourselves in spirit and in every other aspect in order to ensure that we are not missing out on that which God has prepared for us. May no one here miss out on divine preparation in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe me, say aloud, amen. I said, somebody believe me, say aloud, amen. It's important to note that the outcome of any venture can never exceed the quality of preparation that sets the stage for it. The outcome of any venture will never exceed the quality of preparation that sets the stage for it. Until preparation is adequate, it is impossible to maximize the outcome of any venture. It is impossible to maximize the outcome of any venture. That is why the scripture says in the book of Proverbs 14 and verse 23 that in all labor there is profit. It is in our engagement in the process that we gain access to the profit. In every invitation from God, there are blessings and profit available to man. But each one of us must be adequately prepared. God never calls his children to seek him in vain. There is profit available. But the profit requires the process of preparation. It is the process that provokes the result or the profit. Remember what the scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 6. It says there that he that sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. So according to scripture, we are made to understand that there is a process. And that process requires engagement. It is input that determines output. It is what you engage and put in that determines what will come out of any season of visitation. And that is why each one of us has this responsibility. Don't appear carelessly at any season of visitation. God's appearance, like we have said in the course of the week, is always selective. When Paul was going to Damascus, only Paul had an encounter. Everyone was present, but the encounter was available only to one. That is why you and I have the responsibility to ensure that we position ourselves to be that individual that God will visit. You may have been coming in the past to pre-Shiloh encounter nights and even to attend Shiloh. But what will be different this time is determined by your preparation. If you go like you went before, you will live like you left before. But if you go in a new way with a new attitude of preparation, then you are sure to depart with God's manifestation visible in your life. I see that becoming somebody's experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's recognize this morning that we must never assume preparation. You must never assume preparation. You must practically make it. You don't assume it, you make it. You make preparation, you don't assume preparation. You don't just appear assuming that you are set. No, you get set in order to ensure that you are visited. The Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 27 and verse 6, it said, and Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord. The pattern of God is that there is always a preparation before there can be a visitation. He prepared his way before the Lord. There is a way that you must prepare in order to encounter God adequately. You must prepare your way. You must prepare your way. And that is why you and I require this season of preparation. And I believe that God has specifically set this time, this month in particular, which is our month of purging and cleansing, because it is in the process of such preparation that God begins to manifest. Don't forget what the scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 21. If a man will purge himself of this, he shall become a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. So part of this season of sanctification is for preparation for the glory of God to arrive upon our lives. My prayer is that in this season, as we prepare ourselves, no one here will miss out on God's glory. Don't forget, God has spoken and said for us, this Shiloh is for the breaking of limits. It means whatever the limitations may have been, they must be broken this time. And somebody will be moving forth into new dimensions. He says, stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. He says, you should strengthen your sticks, lengthen your cords, because you will break forth on the right hand and on the left. That will be somebody's experience in the name of Jesus. Where people thought you will never go past, by the time you emerge from this year's Shiloh, you are going far beyond it. And what a joy that tonight we are having a foretaste of it. It means you are already breaking forth even before Shiloh comes. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning, stretch your hand to heaven and receive from God grace. Lord, I receive from God, from you this morning, the grace required to prepare sufficiently. To prepare sufficiently, to prepare sufficiently. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. To prepare sufficiently in sanctification. To prepare sufficiently in supplication. To prepare sufficiently in the search of your word. To prepare sufficiently in the meditation on your word. Lord, I receive that grace this morning. Are you praying from the depth of your heart? Let God hear the voice of your supplication. You are praying unto him this morning and taking grace from him. He is the God of all grace. All grace is available with him. All grace is available with him. All grace is available with him. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. My Father, my God, I take grace from you. I receive grace from you. I take delivery of grace from you. Grace to prepare sufficiently, to prepare adequately, to prepare sufficiently, and to prepare adequately. Let that grace be made available for me today in the name of Jesus, to prepare for the encounter of tonight, to prepare for the encounter at Shiloh. Lord, I receive that grace. 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 Let it answer for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I must not miss my portion. I must not miss my portion. The promise that has been made, I must take delivery of mine in the name of Jesus Christ. Why not speak to tonight's encounter? Lord, for the tonight's encounter, I must not miss my visitation. I must not miss my visitation. You have said that not one winner will be left behind in bondage in Egypt. Therefore, the hold of every bondage must be broken tonight. It must be broken tonight. I must cross over into my promise tonight by the visitation of tonight's encounter in the name of Jesus. I must cross over by the visitation of tonight's encounter in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand to heaven and begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. And you are worthy of honor. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Don't forget tonight, we are gathered across our provinces and locations that have been indicated to those of us at various areas of Lagos and so forth for tonight's encounter. is our Priscilla encounter night. Come set, come prepared. Let your spirit man be ready. God is in the habit of giving a foretaste to everything that he intends to do. It means there are unusual blessings that are available for us tonight. Don't miss it for anything. I mean, don't miss it not only physically, but don't miss it spiritually. Don't just be there physically present. You must take delivery of what is awaiting you at this encounter night. You will not miss your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Amen. Speak to the day, make your declarations concerning the day. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Speak to this day. Speak to this day. Lord, today is declared a day of visitations, a day of revelations, a day of high-level connectivity, high-level connectivity, unusual connectivity all through this day in the name of Jesus Christ. All through this day, unusual connectivity, vibrancy of spirit, fervency of spirit, all through the day in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. It is done. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness and personalize it. Surely, God's goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion. And I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.